Hello and welcome to the first episode of Big Timmy's House with me, Big Timmy. Yeah, it sounded a bit weird. Weird to say that sort of for the first time. Hello. You've downloaded this podcast. That's the first step into a bigger world of weirdness. Hooray. Well, I guess I should probably start by telling you who I am. I'm Big Timmy, and I'm a chap that lives in the south of England with my beautiful wife and cat. My beautiful wife is called Lady Giggles. The cat is called Milo. He will be prominent in a lot of the episodes because we'll be recording it in my home. And he'll just be darting in, and you'll hear little tinkles of bells and probably rubbing against the mic. That could be some of our guests. It more than likely will be Milo. So I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. I'm whatever you guys want to call people that like comic books and anime and movies and computer games and all sorts of wonderful things. And I'm very passionate about those things. I tend to try and, get involved with people that like that sort of thing. I'm always sort of looking at new books and movies coming out, and I'm always quite excited, and people say that I talk at great lengths about all this stuff that, you know, to some people doesn't really matter, but I quite enjoy it. And I also like comedy, and with a few of my friends we write a few sketches, and we do bits with each other, and we sort of do all sorts of scenarios and things like that, just trying to make each other laugh. And a lot of the time, people will say things like, "Oh, I wish we were recording this." And I guess that sort of leads me into what we're doing. I really, really like talking to people, and I really like making jokes and making people laugh. And I think podcasting's quite a good way to do that. We've always sort of prided ourselves on our improv abilities, and generally, I've been told by a friend of mine that I have this ability to just talk crap until someone laughs, and I think that's what we're going to try do in podcast form. Obviously, I ain't going to be able to hear you guys laughing, so you'll have to tell me in some other way. I don't know. We've got some social media things that I'll give you at the end. And yeah, I think a lot of the time, a lot of my friends and, well, quite a few of my friends and even myself, we suffer with things like depression and illnesses and stuff like that. And I think podcasting's a very great way to sort of get that, cheer yourselves up and have a laugh without really straining yourself too much. Whenever I'm very sick, I always listen to Kevin Smith podcasts or Ralph Garman's Ralph Report, available only on Patreon, at the Ralph Report. And yeah, I think it's sort of a good medium to sort of be into. You don't have to watch something, or you just listen and let the comedy and the joyfulness wash over you. That sounds really weird, doesn't it? You'll get a lot of this, like, especially if I'm doing a show on my own. Hopefully there won't be too many of them. I've got a few sort of like shows lined up where there's me and other people, so you won't have to deal with too much of me rambling. But occasionally there might be one where I start gushing about some sort of comic book or movie I've watched, like, "Oh, I love this Swamp Thing comic," or "I love this movie, I don't know, More Rats." I was trying to go for a non-Kevin Smith film, but the first film I can see on the shelf is More Rats, so I'm like, oh, it's alright. You guys might as well get used to the fact that I like Kevin Smith quite a lot. I think one of the other things that I want to sort of get across is that we are doing this for ourselves, sort of thing. We're going to be doing sketches and all sorts of things because we want to do it. We find it fun, me and my friends. And we find having these sort of wacky conversations... Wacky, I don't like using the word wacky, but you know, we have these conversations and we sort of... We enjoy doing that. That's our sort of hobby, I guess. We're just going to basically put a microphone in the room while we're doing it. Sometimes it'll be a bit more structured, like we'll have a game to play. Like we have a great game about movies and a Cockney game, a game where I have to guess Cockney phrases. I think you guys are going to really dig it. Well, hopefully you'll dig it. And you can always let us know with our social media sort of doobry whatsits. On Twitter, we're at Big Timmy's. So that's at symbol BIGTIMMYS. On YouTube, it's Big Timmy's House. For some reason, yeah, Twitter wouldn't let me have Big Timmy's House. It was like, you can have Big Timmy's, but not the house. And I was like, oh, God, okay. Some sort of weird, like, letter count, maybe. I don't know. Then YouTube, it's just Big Timmy's House. Like, there's a channel. We're going to put videos up. Mainly sketches, I think. And maybe a few fun little bits. I might do some vlogging. I hear that vlogging is very popular. So I might just do some videos every so often. So if you subscribe to that, you'll get notification and put notifications on. You can find out whenever we're doing that. And then at Facebook, there's a page at Big Timmy's House. I don't really use Facebook that much because you have to pay for, like, you know, promoting sort of like your business. And even though it's not really a business, I'd still have to do it. So I will be putting up things like links to the, you know, there's a new podcast out and as a video on YouTube, but I probably won't be like doing too much with that unless you guys actually interact with it. And then, you know, I'll do it for the kids, as it were. And we might do like polls and stuff on there. I know on Twitter we'll definitely be doing polls because I can easily access Twitter, and you know, we can interact a bit quicker than on Facebook. Because Facebook, you have to sort of do all sorts of weird stuff. Sorry, I started moving away from the microphone. I'm not very good at this. You see, it's my first time. You got to be gentle with me. So yeah. Oh, I guess really I should have said something about. Hang on. So I have this thing called ME as well, which is very bad in a lot of ways. I'm not saying like, oh, please pity me, but please pity me. And that can sometimes put me in a dark place and make me feel horrible and yucky. And yeah, I think I know the healing powers of podcasts, and I think that this could potentially help someone else. And that's sort of what I want to do now. I want to just make people laugh and have a good time. And if I can help someone, it's even more of a bonus. I could just be being a complete arse with that, though. You might just be like, you can't save anyone. You're a poo head. And I'd be like, oh, all right. Well, I guess I tried. But at least if one person's just like, you make me feel brilliant, then I'd be like, yay. So, yeah. Well, I guess that's it. I'm actually going to leave you with a sort of bonus thing where I'm going to play you an episode that we recorded before, which is like a music game. It involves my friend Not Not Matt. And yeah, I think it's fun. And it's brilliant. And hopefully it's a taste of what's to come. And you'll come back. And listen to more episodes. I couldn't just leave you with just me rambling on for like 10 minutes or whatever. So yeah, please enjoy. And if you follow me on all those social media things and you enjoy the podcast, give us a like and a subscribe and all that rubbish on iTunes. leave us a review where you're like, he's not so bad, even though he smells like cabbages, or whatever. And if you are a friend of mine listening to this and you're like, why didn't he ask me? Well, why don't you ask me? You can ask me to be on the podcast and I'll just slap you in. I'll do an interview with you, or we'll talk about your toothpick collection or your obsession with Disney themed fruit baskets, and we'll do something. Yeah. Well, enjoy the pod and I'll see you next time. Get out of my house. Oh, I should save that to the end, shouldn't I? Oh, okay. Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of this podcast that we haven't put out yet at the time of recording.
As yet not released.
It's pre-release recording this. I figure if we have some backed up, when inevitably I'm like carted off to the mental asylum, we're not going to have a dry spell of episodes.
Yeah, that is a good idea. However, now that we've said this in the podcast, you can't really release this part of it. Because they're going to be like, oh, there's a new one come out. Oh, wait, they recorded this ages ago. What dicks.
No, they'll love it.
Oh, that's okay then. That's sorted.
I'm like, no, they will love it.
Mm. Well, I'm glad we got over that one.
Because we'll just have to talk about olden day things now. Like like this newfangled steam engine that I've heard so much about. The rocket, Jefferson's rocket. It's hot.
Nice.
He modelled it on his own penis. It shoots steam out the top of it.
He scoured it down.
Yeah. He is the Liam Neeson of his day, one could say. As we all know, Liam Neeson has a huge penis. So, Matt.
Yes.
I hear you have something special.
It's not that special. I've just got a little game for us to play.
Don't say it's not that special, because it is special, mate.
It can be special if you make it special.
You've been working on this for the last 4 years, before we even met. What is the magical thing you have?
I'm going to test you.
Oh, no. A test? I wasn't told there was a test.
The game is called The Next Lyric. You've got to guess the next lyric. I've tried playing this with other people. And they have failed so badly.
With your other people.
With the other people.
The other people.
The others. And they have failed miserably.
Right.
So.
Guess the next lyric.
Guess the next lyric.
Is the first one Minder? I could be so good for you.
Number two.
Yes.
No, it is not.
Well, I hope I can at least... How many questions are there? How many points per question?
Eight. So I've got so far.
Is that 8 points? Or is that like... Is it like 10 points for this one? And is there a point system is what I'm asking?
Well, I guess if you get one right... then we'll see.
Okay. this is out of 8 points, I guess. So if I get 10 points for one question, I've already won.
You've already won.
I'll decide the points.
Okay, so you've got to say the next part of the lyric that after what comes after what I've just said. Okay, just to be clear,
so you're gonna read out a lyric, and then I'm gonna say what happens next, basically.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Okay. The first one is "Here I go again on my own."
It's a song about masturbation. This is a song about wanking. Yeah. No, it's going down the only road I'm living on.
I'll give you that. I've ever known
living on.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you live on the road. It's the one you've ever known, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, unless you've been to another one.
A side road, been like, oh, what's down there? And then that's when you find the hillbillies that cut you up and eat you. They rape you as well.
Number two. Your poison running through my veins. Your poison.
I don't want to break these chains.
Yes. Poison by Alice Cooper.
Fucking, I love that song. And the video is so sexy.
And Poison.
Isn't... But I think it was his daughter in the video. So that's a bit weird. But she's very sexy.
And still weird.
Yeah.
Black lace on sweat. Daughter.
Daughter.
You're a vet.
Because she was a vet.
Oh.
I think. Okay. I'm not sure. I can't confirm that. We should Wikipedia it later. Put it on the list that we don't have. Hang on. I'm Morse coding it to Toby. Oh. In joke. Right.
Number three.
This might take a while.
I Will Not Go, Turn the Lights Off, Carry Me Home.
Alright, hang on a second.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yes!
All the small things. I think on 18.
You see, I was there just like, that's the only part of the song I can remember. Apart from She Left Me Roses by the Stairs, because there was a kids, there was an advert for kids' TV. Which had that song on when I was younger, and it had, that was the Pokemon bit, and I was like, oh yeah, Pokemon and roses, because the guy's got a Pokemon rose and he's evil. Team Rocket, you remember that? You remember
that? Oh yeah. I do vaguely remember something.
The first openly gay character possibly in kids TV history, apart from all those other openly gay characters.
There we go, that's it. Bit of education there for you.
Now we know.
Now we know. I'm going to say now we know. Number four.
Okay. Oh, halfway point.
We got to hold on to what we got.
We've got to hold on to what we've got. Oh, this is,
you know,
fucking,
this one. You know this
I
one.
I know it, but whether I'll know it. Wink, wink.
I asked Rob this one, and he just didn't even know the song, even after I told him what the song was.
Rob is in Krieger.
Yeah.
Oh. That's another in joke that nobody, everyone at home is going to be like, what?
This is for us, by the way.
Say it again.
We've got to hold on to what we've got.
And that's a lot. We've got to hold on to what we've got. Doesn't make a difference if we make it or
yes,
not.
Yes.
We've got each other. And that's a lot. You bastard. I was tortured with that song for like years by my brother. He was like huge into Bon Jovi, so. Fuck. Now I'm having flashbacks to fucking listening to the Bed of Roses song.
If at any point that you want to curl up in the corner
and cry,
I'll just carry on.
You'll be like, and this one is...
Could you just at least do it quietly?
Smack my bitch. Smack my bitch and budge up budge. The worst cover in history. Okay, you know, that works.
Yeah. All right, the next one. What are we, five?
No, I'm nearly 30.
I believe in a thing called love.
Just listen to the rhythm of my heart.
Yep, that is
the
also
darkness.
That is also another one which Rob could not get.
Really?
Yeah, he just doesn't know songs.
The thing is, I mean, the guy, I said to him, like, have you ever watched Star Wars? He was like, what's that? I played the Lego game. Does that count? I guess. There's key plot points in there, so I guess, yeah. Well, I'll give you that.
I mean, there's a story.
Bag of based, you know. Yeah.
Next one. I've lost count now. Six, are we?
Six, yeah. It's taken a long time to get through these. It's probably only been like 4 seconds, but 27 minutes, is it? 27 seconds. Right. I'm sorry, we're both hypnotised by the clock. We're just there like, oh, so many numbers.
Next one, which I think is number six. I Want to Rock.
Rock?
Yes. I Want to Rock by Twisted Sister.
I mean, that one, we used to stomp around work singing that all the time.
because we did indeed want to rock.
Yeah,
rock. Or the alternate version is the Goofy Goober.
I am a Goofy Goober. Rock.
Yeah, so either lyric, you could have won that.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll give you 2 points for that.
Sweet.
I've hit 8. I've already won.
Wait.
No, you've still got to get one more. Because that was 6, I think.
We don't even know what number we're
on. No, 6. I've gotten 2 more. Number 7.
Right.
Now, this might be a little bit of a difficult one. The lyric is, "Will things ever be the same again?"
Will things ever be the same again? Is it a song about watching Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull? It's like, will things ever be the same again? I'm going to know this one.
No, because it's aliens. Go on.
Will things ever be the same again? Is it something like the Flintstones theme? Or?
The first word was right.
The.
You got the right.
The. Will things ever be the same again? I can't think of what that could be. Toby, why don't you come in with the answer?
Just guess the lyric. The lyric is, will things ever be the same again?
No.
That is correct. No, it's not. It's not. He's indeed wrong.
Things ever be the same... Oh, fuck, this is going to really fucking bug me.
Do you want me to tell you?
I do.
It is the final countdown.
Oh, it's the final countdown.
It's the final countdown.
Hang on a second, let me try again. It's the final countdown.
Too late.
Fuck you. Things will never be the same again.
It's fine because you got 2 points for Twisted Sister.
Right, then, yeah.
You still got one more.
I can still win this with a perfect score. despite the fact that, yeah. Okay, then let's go.
Okay, the last one.
If this is hard.
I don't think it is. I don't know.
Is it going to be like A, and then like B, C, and you're like, yes! 1, 2, 3! And then we start singing Michael Jackson together.
I mean, if you'd like, then
I want to hear your version, but if I don't get it, that's what we're going to do. We'll just re-edit it, it's fine. Cut this part out.
Right,
don't really cut this part out.
The last lyric is, what if I say I'm not like the others?
What if I say I'm not just another one? Yeah, yeah, you're the pretender. What if I say that I'll never surrender?
That is correct.
Yes. The pretender. The official lyrics is yeah, yeah, yeah. Surrender.
The shouting in some words.
I like that song because the second it came out, like we were doing this Northbrook College thing when I was at uni, did a freshers' fair. All the bands that were playing were arguing about whether who was going to get to play The Pretender by the Foo Fighters. And I was there just like, I was like, I'm not familiar with that track because at the time I wasn't. And then they played it and I was just like, ah, okay. And then I listened to the actual video, I was like, the version, I was like, oh, okay then. There was a female singer that did a really good job of it, but most of the other people were like, let's murder this song. And then put, like, Blink 182 covers either side of it. Because, you know.
The small thing.
Small thing. Yeah. Pretender.
Surrender.
Pretender, surrender. And then, what's another one that they do?
Wait, who?
Blink 182, I can't think of one. Roses by the stairs. That's the same
That's
one.
The same one. What's my age again? You probably could have gone for.
Oh. I do like that song, but it's, like, a bit weird, because... If I sing it now, it makes me feel old because I'm like, I'm not 21
again.
I'm old.
Oh, that is indeed my age.
I'm 27. Oh dear. And then I end up just like going in the corner and crying. Somebody comes in the room, puts Bon Jovi on. I get a noose out of the cupboard and just like end it all. Yeah, it's weird now actually if I listen to songs with like where it goes like I'm 20 and I'm angry, I'm there like I'm nearly 30 and I'm mildly upset.
It's even weirder that the songs are I'm 20 and I'm angry and the bands that are playing them are 40 and they're still angry.
Or disillusioned because they're like, where am I, I can't see. They'll just fall off the stage and die. And that's another band from the 90s that have died. It is quite weird, isn't it? Because you see some of these bands and they're still singing the songs that they wrote when they were like 20, like 16 to 20. And they're all songs like, I can't get a girlfriend because it's sad. But they've got wives and kids.
Because I'll have to do something.
I can't believe I've got to take her out for dinner.
I can't believe I've got to wear pants.
What kind of bullshit is this?
Which is obviously fine to play your hits, but if you don't make anything else, it just become really Blink-182.
It makes you look like Blink-182. It does. Weren't they supposed to be doing a new album?
They
probably already released it.
I think he split up from them, didn't he?
Yeah, Tom DeLonge. He's like, hello there! And I'm like, goodbye now! He's like, oh no, now! But it's fine, because he's got anal and airwaves, hasn't he? So, I mean, angels. Freudian slip. Angels and airwaves. I said anal and airwaves. He's got anal. He's got anal still.
Which they were scheduled to play a festival, weren't they?
Angels and Airwaves?
No. Blink-182. But then obviously he left. And now they've got the guy from Alkaline Trio playing for them instead. Matt Skiba, I think he is.
Yeah, I heard it was Ski Face. Ski-mesque. Yeah, Ski-mesque.
It was Bane, actually, from...
Yeah. He's like, hello there. Hello there. Angel from my nightmares. The shadow in... You merely adopted the shadows, Tom DeLonge. I was born in them, raised in them.
Perhaps you're wondering why you leave a band before you play a festival.
You're not going to make any money. Yeah, but I heard like various rumours, because he was like, he apparently like told them to go fuck themselves, and then they went, all right then, you're fired. And then he was like, oh no, no, I never said that. And they were like, yes, you did. No, I didn't. No, no, I'm still in the band. And like, no, you're not. We've replaced you with Ski Face. And then they were like, he was like, I'm still good. I've still got it. He'll be the guest next week that we've got on the podcast. Going to be like, give me attention.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I really didn't do it.
It's like Ian Watkins.
Love me!
He's going to start a band with Ian Watkins.
Oh! Yes, he will.
Just for attention. That's a point, actually. I was walking to work the other day. There's a building near on the road that I live on, where it's basically where they put all the crack addicts. I'm not a crack addict. Just this one building on the street is apparently where they shove them all. And the estate agent that's trying to rouse business up and get people to move in there is Ian Watkins, which is just silent with Ian Watkins, like, flat rental. And I was there just like, I guess he's doing something in prison. Yeah, you can actually Google it and you'll find that the Worthing area is covered by Ian Watkins. Well, I hope you enjoyed that and you weren't too put off by my terrible voice. Yeah. This has been Big Timmy's house. Get out of my house.